Godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach, and we turn to the book of Genesis today and remind each other what the covenant of the rainbow really means. Today our practice is in chapter 43 of Sirach with verses 11 and 12. Behold the rainbow, then bless its maker, for majestic indeed is its splendor. It spans the heavens with its glory. The hand of God has stretched it out in power. And then we turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 16. When the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature, every mortal being that is on earth. In the book of Genesis, the rainbow holds a profound and sacred significance, serving as a divine sign of the covenant between God and all living creatures on earth. After the great flood, God set the rainbow in the sky as a promise to Noah, his family, and every living creature that he would never again send a flood to destroy all life. This covenant, marked by the resplendent arc of colors stretched across the heavens, is a testament to God's mercy and faithfulness. The rainbow, as described in Genesis, is a symbol of hope, a reminder that even in the aftermath of judgment and wrath, God's love and commitment to his creation endures. It is a visual representation of peace and the steadfastness of God's word. Every time we witness a rainbow, we are called to behold the rainbow and to bless its maker, for majestic indeed is its splendor. The spectrum of light split into its varied hues speaks of the Creator's artistry and the promise that life will continue, that seasons will come and go, and that the natural order will be maintained. The use of the rainbow in other contexts, such as a banner for the LGBTQ whatever movement, is a separate interpretation that exists within human culture and society. While individuals and groups have the freedom to adopt symbols for various causes, it is essential for those who hold the biblical narrative dear to remember the original context and meaning of the rainbow as represented in Scripture. For believers, the rainbow should always evoke the remembrance of the everlasting covenant between God and every living mortal being that is on the earth. When we see it paraded around in vulgarity, we should immediately say a prayer for the conversion of each and every soul there. As the word world presents its multitude of messages and interpretations, it is the responsibility of those who adhere to the word of God to cling to the truths therein. The rainbow, as given to Noah, was never intended to be anything other than a sign of God's promise and a call to worship the Creator, who is faithful to his word. It is a divine assurance, not to be overshadowed by temporal uses or cultural redefinitions. Let us not be swayed by the lies of the world, but instead remain anchored in the truth of the divine covenant. Let the sight of the rainbow serve as a reminder of God's love and his eternal promises, and may it inspire awe and reverence for the one who keeps his word throughout all generations. Let us behold the rainbow and remember in its beauty and grandeur to bless its maker. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Formed by divine teaching and at the Savior's command, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 43. It's verses 11, 12. As our practice today, it gave us a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanzas total. Its title, The Maker of Rainbows. Behold the rainbow, arc of hues and splendor spread, a bridge between heaven and earth, in sky so clear and wide. Its maker, artistry above our heads, his colorful bed, a masterpiece where faith and beauty coincide. Majestic is its curve, a bow without an arrow, its colors painted by the hand of the divine. In every droplet, light is split with skill so thorough, a sign of promise where hope and grace align. Then bless its maker, for through the storm it shines, a covenant of peace no words could ever scar. A testament to love that endlessly entwines, connecting all that lives, both near and oh so far. For every living creature, every mortal soul, behold the promise written across the sky, cleared shone. From violet depths to red's assertive roll, a spectrum of assurance that we shall never die alone. It whispers of a pact, an everlasting bond between the heavens and the teeming earth below. In every living being of which we were all so fond, a sacred agreement in every heart to grow. So next time the clouds do part and rains begin to cease, lift your eyes with reverence, observe the colors dance. Remember the covenant which brings our hearts release. In every vibrant arch, there's a glimpse of his heavenly expanse. The earth and all within, the creatures great and small, are cradled in this vow, this universal span. The rainbow tells us all, there's love beyond our call, an everlasting covenant uniting God and man. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's May 11, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Hope you continue to feel better today as we continue to prepare our home for our mother's visit. Mother's Day, and a happy Mother's Day to you, my love. In Jesus' name we pray as we close today at 9:03 in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your rainbows and your covenant between man and yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.